Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And that was Movie Land from their cassette on Green Burrito back in the day, entitled Blows Up. And I have a special guest here today. It's the special month of our 85th anniversary here at CITR, and I have yet another special guest. Please introduce yourself, special guest.
Thank you so much for having me, Duncan. My name is Brenda Grudo, and I was the station manager at CITR from 2008 to 2016, I think. 8 years.
How, it was a heck of a stretch. Quite a run you had. And that, so the songs that we're going to hear today are songs that are remind you of that time at CITR. What song was that we just heard?
That was a band I really loved called Movie Land. The song was 1-2-3-4 Get Fucked. You can find it on Bandcamp. And yeah, one summer we used to book a concert series outside the sub for the AMS and put on all the bands that we really loved. And one summer we booked Movie Land to play an hour-long set, and they played 20 minutes and stopped. And I was like, what are you doing? What's going on? And they looked at me and they're like, we only have that many songs. And I was like, play them again. So anyways, it was not a problem since I loved all their songs. Yeah. And everyone really enjoyed the set.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And that was, in addition to being on the cassette Blows Up, it was also on Pop Alliance compilation, which was a series of comps that were put out by Mint Records along with CITR's help in those days, and that was one of the picks. What other songs are we going to hear? What do you want to start us off with to lead us through this journey through time?
Mm-hmm. Well, the next song I have picked is called See Through by Vancouver, which I picked for two reasons. One, because it's a play off Vancouver, and one of the first bands that I got to know when I moved to the city. And it's also a Mint Records band, so CITR and Mint Records have such a long-standing relationship, since two of the people, the owners of Mint Records, basically birthed the label while working at CITR. So that was such a, you know, I'd been listening to the New Pornographers for years and other bands on the Mint Records label. And when I moved, started at CITR, it was just so cool to meet Mint Records and work with them. And learn about all their bands, including Vancouver.
All right, here we go. Here is Vancouver. Sometimes if it's just as much to see you as not to see you.
I
okay, I don't care why you're here with me. We both know rendezvous only temporary. Nights grow long, days decay. Could be with someone new. I don't mind, 'cause tonight I'm not through with you.
Pleasure Cruise with the song Summer Fling, the song Business or ... Pleasure Cruise. What made you pick that song?
I think that song came out one summer and my radio show host and I loved the song and just kept playing it over and over. So it felt like it felt like a summer song.
Yeah. So that was Jody Glenham, Quinn Amore, Dustin Bromley, and that other guy, Kyle, I think his name is. But Dustin Bromley now has plays with Apollo Ghosts and Quinn Amore. I don't think he's playing music, but he was a very influential blogger, music blogger at the time. And Jody Glenham is still playing lots of music, and I think she's playing with Cult Babies, who are reforming this weekend, going to be playing at Green Auto. So that's very cool. You mentioned your radio show. What was your radio show, Brenda?
I did have a radio show probably for 3 years. The show is called Peanut Butter and Jams. It was a local food, local music show, and we played the local bands and talked about local food stories. So we interviewed people about, you know, eating bugs and sustainable fish and, you know, basically anything random food related, like Scotchmas, the Scotch Festival. And my co-host was Jordi Yao, who was also the editor of Discorder magazine for some time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very fun show. And I mean, I'm not just interested in music. I also love food, as you can tell by the name of my show. So I really appreciated your show. And I even did a promo for it. Should we listen to that promo right now?
Oh, yes, please.
All right, let's listen to the promo.
Bam! Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Damn.
First you dig peanuts and you dig 'em. You dig 'em. Then you crush 'em. You crush 'em. Then you spread 'em. You spread 'em. Peanut butter.
Damn.
Peanut butter.
Damn.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordi, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
I had a high concept for that PSA that I wanted to combine. Who does peanut but it Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Sharon Lewis and Bram.
Sharon Lewis and Bram.
Classic.
With the MC5. And yeah, so I appreciate you letting me take the creative reins for your promo. yeah, that was very fun.
Thank you. We actually had an official show intro as well with Chris Rivick, made a little ditty for us, and he sang the song. And then Melanie Coles did the introduction.
Oh, that's so nice. Is the podcast still up?
Do you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I will dig that up and
you can splice that in.
Insert that here.
Nice.
Okay.
Hey. Let's talk about food and music, eating and grooving, munching and moving, forking and spooning, listening to tunes, yeah, dinner's on soon, and to get ready for, peanut butter and jams.
You're listening to Peanut Butter and Jams with hosts Brenda and Jordy on CITR 101.9. Exploring local music and local food. Tune in to learn about the best eats and tunes from your neighborhood. And a weekly pairing for your date calendar. Warning, the endorsements and criticism expressed during the show are the opinions of the hosts, unless clearly identified as advertising. Put in your earbuds and fire up your taste buds. It's Peanut Butter and Jams.
Before Pleasure Cruise, who did we hear?
We heard Lady Hawk. A song was called The Dugout, and Lady Hawk was actually a band when I'd come back for summer and for Christmas, and sometimes a voyage into Vancouver. I went to Zulu Records and I was like, I'm going to learn about local bands in Vancouver. So I picked out that Lady Hawk album and loved it.
Very evocative cover.
Yes.
Slightly scandalous. Yeah, Lady Hawk also like the early. Late, or just like around 2010, like or earlier than that, very evocative band of Vancouver rock. You mentioned some of the bands that you heard a lot when you were first at the station. So who were some of the bands? Like we talked about, like Grimes and MIA and Management. It was kind of, some fun. I always associate that time with American Apparel.
Oh, yeah.
All of us wearing American Apparel.
Those hoodies. It was my uniform.
My last few pairs of underwear are like disintegrating. So I'm finally having to let go of my American Apparel era. But that's for the best. We mentioned earlier the Pop Alliance compilation. You picked out a few songs from that series that you wanted to share. What did you pick?
I picked a song from the Courtneys, pop punk band that we all really loved and went to see all the time. The song's called 90210. There was also, after that, will be a song from Makeout Videotape, where one of the band members was Mac DeMarco, and they used to play a lot of shows around town, including shows in the Emily Carr parking garage when they used to have shows there.
Yeah. I've only been to South by Southwest once. I went in 2010, and I remember one of our traveling companions, Becky, was friendly with Mac because he was still living in Vancouver, and he showed up at South by Southwest but didn't have a show planned, and so was trying to find like some bill to jump on. And I remember like hanging out on 6th Street. I don't know if you were with us that night, but like he and his band were just like hanging out trying to find something to do, and I was like, oh, that's like nice of them to pop by, like it's too bad they weren't able to find a show. And it's like mind-blowing now to think about that. And like seeing him at some of those venues on East Hastings, I think it was like Secret Location, and just very strange. Like great for him. It's funny who takes off and who doesn't. And he was deserving of the acclaim, but also it feels like there's so many other people that were just as talented.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's give a listen to the Courtneys to start things off. This was the song of the summer in 2010, I think.
It really was.
This is 902.
Mm-hmm. I let the sleeve roll off my shoulder. We'll be captured in a moment.
Do you think you could meet me half way?
All right. Dorothy Marshall, former CITR DJ, and her team, her band, Swim Team. That was from the CITR Pop Alliance compilation number 5. And that was the song...
Brick. Sorry.
That's okay. Pop quiz.
Come on, Brenda. Don't screw that.
So that was the last of the compilations, at least for now. There was a run of 5. Before that, we heard a couple of songs from the first one, which was a very not Mint Records released CDR. So we heard Fanshawe with O Sailor and Makeout Video Tape with Talk With Me. Fanshawe. One Shindig, and I wanted to ask you about your memories of Shindig, because that was a big part of CITR culture back then. What do you remember about Shindig back when you were first starting out and when you were station manager?
Yeah, well, it was 13 weeks long,
yes,
so it was a real marathon. The first year I did every 13 weeks, and then I was so tired. It's just like this mental exhaustion of drinking too much and staying up too late at the Railway Club every Tuesday night. But it was great. Yeah, I spent a lot of time at the Railway, a lot of time to listening to Ben Lai do Jokes for Beer, one of the highlights.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time reading the judges' comments, and if they were too mean, ripping them up.
Good for you.
And yeah, then at the end of Ben Lai's run, we threw a big party for him, which was super fun.
Yeah, that was at Pat's, I think.
Pat's Pub.
We had moved to Pat's at that point because the Railway shut down and got sold, and yeah, we moved to Pat's. What I remember about that time is it felt like Cheers. Like, everybody knew your name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can recall, like, coming in and then walking down that stretch of the bar that faced Dunsmuir, and just, like, everyone down that, like, sitting at the bar, like, I knew, we all knew everyone, and everybody was, like, the whole gang was getting together for on Tuesday night. And, yeah, it was a really fun period there for a while. And what do you remember any of the features of Ben's big party, his farewell?
I know Ben wore a tux.
Yes.
We had some sort of special cake.
So my daughter Alice has shown up, so I'm not going to talk about the cake for a second. Yes, there was a very special cake shaped like a piece, a part of Ben Lai's anatomy that Nellie made, and she's now like a totally high-end baker in Oakland. Former host of Cat's Pajamas, Nellie. Yeah, it was a very fun night. I remember I edited together a video tribute. So
mm-hmm.
That was, and got
it
Gak.
Was moving.
I got Gak to narrate it because he has that stentorious voice. Also, during your tenure, it was kind of at the end of your time there, and it almost seemed like the last project that you just had to finish before you could go was moving stations. So what do you remember about the old station before the shift to the Nest?
Yeah, it was a brick rat maze. So there was like a loop. You would sort of walk the loop, and it started with my office, so I was like the gauntlet at the front, and then you'd work your way down the offices, and at the end were the studios. Yeah, there was asbestos in the walls, I'm sure. There were comics. Who's the penguin?
Bloom County?
Yeah, Bloom County comics were glued to the walls. So, yeah, just stickers everywhere, exactly like you'd imagine. I went to, before I got hired, in between my interview and the job, I went with my dad to a volleyball game at UBC and walked him to the station. And I was like, well, you know, it's just like, it's just covered in stickers like every campus radio station is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was very well lived in.
It was.
Yeah. So then there was going to be a new student union building designed and built, and so you made the move. What was that process like? What was it like negotiating and getting everything set up for the new station?
Yeah, it was a lengthy process. So they started, the architects had a series of consultations with students about what people wanted in the building, and then we had to do our sort of jockeying for position. Where do you want to be? And It meant a lot of time with the AMS architect, Michael Kingsmill. You wanted to make sure you were on really good terms with Michael so that he would do good things for you. So we managed to get a prime position right off the main atrium with a little speaker that played CITR, because when you're in the back corner, no one knows you exist and no one wants to make radio, which is the funnest thing you can do. And then there's stairs walking down into the front. So they've been having shows with bands there, which is really great. And yeah, hopefully they like the new space. It was pretty cool designing it ourselves and deciding where everything would go. And then it took quite a few years to kind of fix all the mistakes of the building and get it right.
Yeah, it turns out the width of a shelf matters when you're coming up with carpentry for records.
For LPs, yeah, funny. Yeah. So even when you know in advance exactly what size of a shelf should be.
What size is a record again?
Yeah. You know, maybe 12 inches.
Yeah.
But yeah, somehow the shelves show up and they're not, the records don't fit on the shelves. So yeah, that took a little time.
Yeah. And you'll be happy to know, it's getting programming. I think it's called The Hideaway. But they've had bands play in there, and I was astonished at how wild it was. It was like a very rockin' party.
I saw some videos, and yeah. It was packed.
Yeah. So, I think it's served the station, or it's the station has served the radio community very well. So,
that's great.
Kudos to you and the team that put that together. You picked another song by maybe the most famous CITR person of all time. I don't think that it's really in dispute.
It really isn't. Nardwuar Suryat is the guy. He's been touting the benefits of community radio and CITR for decades. And he's one of the most amazing interviewers I've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's he like behind the scenes, behind closed doors?
Oh, yeah. Well, when he comes into your office and wants to talk about something, you know, he starts talking and he's actually pretty quiet. But then when he gets excited, his voice gets faster and faster and higher, and then he sounds just like he's out on the radio.
So we're talking about Nardwuar the Human Serviette, and he has a band called The Evaporators, and I haven't seen them for a while. But hopefully they'll play some shows again soon. And this was a record he released about 10 years ago, I'd say, called Ogopogo Punk. So what's the song we're going to hear?
It's called Mohawks and Dreadlocks. I couldn't find the song I Love Cheese because they've put out so many albums and not all of them are on the internet. So this is my next choice.
All right. Here we go. Here is Mohawks and Dreadlocks from Ogopogo Punk, and here is Nardwuar and The Evaporators.
Jump on stage.
All right.
Can they even hear me?
Well, they can hear you now, yeah.
But I thought you need to wear the headphones.
No, that just lets you hear yourself. But if you're speaking into the microphone, you'll be heard.
Cool.
Yeah. Brenda, what did we just... What was that? What did we just hear?
Great question. That was a band. This is Alice joining us in the studio. This is Taz 1000. The song is Protein Shoes. And this is a band that I discovered through, I think through Jordi Yao, my co-host, and a band from Kelowna who found an answering machine at a garage sale and then took the answering messages, spliced them up, remixed them, and then added some nice low-key music behind.
Beautiful.
And the whole album is brilliantly strange.
Excellent. I remember like Found magazine. Do you know that? Did you ever see that? That was like also of that era. So it's like the audio version of Found magazine. Very cool. And who did we hear before that?
We heard Devours playing the song Exposure. And before that, Cub with My Chinchilla.
Yeah. So Cub, like legendary Mint Records band, very fun. That's from the album Betty Cola. And Devours, that's from an album from last year, I think. And Devours has a new record out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very exciting. It just got released this week.
Congrats,
so check
Jeff.
Out Homecoming Queen. That's very good.
And when I started at the station, that's when Caitlin was writing her book on Mint Records.
Oh, yeah, Caitlin Fontana.
Caitlin Fontana, so yeah. Then I learned the whole history.
Perfect, who's now, like, yeah, she's like on strike with the Writers Guild.
Oh.
Yeah, so solidarity with Caitlin Fontana and all the writers down there having their strike. I hope you get the deal you want. We believe in legacy media, treating people fairly. Okay. Brenda, I think this comes to the... comes to a close. We've had a great time together. We're actually pre-recording, so we're on my back deck
with the birds chirping.
The birds aren't actually in the studio with us. This is the birds of East Vancouver. So anything you want to add, or any other remembrances?
Just that working at CITR was some of the funnest times of my life, and I met amazing people who were creative and interesting, and all have gone on to do really interesting things. So, like, when you look up CITR alumni and CITR bands, people, yeah, are still making amazing contributions to the world, and I'm still so lucky to have met everybody.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thanks for making time to take this trip down memory lane. And you have one last song you wanna share with us. What's that?
Yes. So this song is called "The House That Heaven Built." It's by Japandroids.
Excellent.
I think there's some nice fireworks at the end, unless I got my songs wrong.
No, I think you're right. Yeah, a perfect way to end it. All right. Thanks so much for listening. And I'm preempted next, or Dunkin' Donuts is preempted next week for Accessibility Day. So great cause, the best reason to be preempted. And the week after that, we'll have some more special guests and we'll wrap up our special 85th anniversary programming.
Happy 85th birthday, CITR.
When the soul of the city was laid to rest, and the night's forgotten and left for dead. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. I have been in a house
to give, but you're not mine to die for.